will call this meeting of the Climate and Energy Committee to order, and we do have a quorum. So first on the agenda is approval of the minutes from February 21st. Representative Kraft, have you had a chance to look at the meeting minutes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have, and I would move their approval.
Great. Any discussion to the meeting minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails, and the minutes are adopted. Well, we have a few bills on the agenda today. And first up, we have Representative Kozlowski. That's not here. Here they are. Welcome to committee. Please state your name for the record. And since you're not on the committee, actually, I will move that House File 1918 be laid over for possible inclusion. Yeah. Welcome to committee, Representative. Please tell us about your bill.
Excellent. Thank you, Chair and members of the committee, Representative Kozlowski. And I start in the way that I've been taught, which is Buju Bizendawiye Gozawa Anakwad Magizin and Dodam. My Ojibwe name is Yellow Cloud and Eagle Clan. And I am here to speak on the Tribal Advisory Energy Council, which is House File 1918. And thanks also to our previous authors and Representative Hollins, who has carried this bill in the past. This is one I'm excited to be here talking about. It's brought forward by the 11 tribal governments that share geography with our state of Minnesota that have identified a really critical need around energy independence and energy sovereignty, providing alternative options for our tribal members, also to reduce the energy burden that our tribal members experience and create a clean and energy efficient future for our generations to come. We talk about, you know, planning for our next seven generations, and having this council will really help us to set the groundwork and a platform to be able to do that. So this bill importantly codifies current practices of the Department of Commerce, where the department actively supports and assists the 11 tribal nations of the state of Minnesota with the establishment and operation of tribal energy advocacy councils. And today I'm here joined by John Kelly from the Department of Commerce, who I'd like to turn it over to for testifying.
Welcome to committee, Mr. Kelly. State your name for the record and proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. For the record, my name is John Kelly. I'm the Director of Government Affairs for the Minnesota Department of Commerce. And I'd like to thank the representative for bringing forward the bill and for the committee for hearing it. The House File 1918, the Tribal Advocacy Council on Energy, is a bill that is a Department of Commerce policy bill that came out of tribal consultation process through a consultation with the 11 tribal nations. It was brought to us that the tribes would like to see a similar council to the council that exists for transportation projects to better coordinate energy opportunities in Minnesota for the federally registered tribes. This bill has been up at the legislature for the past several sessions. It was included in the conference committee report for jobs and energy last year that was left on the table. And we think it is still a good thing to establish in state statute. And we would also ask for the committee support on the bill.
Would like to testify on this bill? Not seeing any. Are there any questions from committee members for either the presenter or the presenter? We got a talkative crowd today. Well, seeing that, I thank you for bringing the bill forward. I agree this is important and needs to be continued to be worked on, so thank you for doing that. And with that, the bill, any closing comments from, thank you. Any closing comments from Representative Kozlowski?
Thank you so much, Chair. Just in closing, I just want to reiterate our gratitude for consideration. You know, this, again, will help our tribes really to develop and improve and maintain our collaborative relationships with both the state of Minnesota and best utilize and make plans for our energy future and energy sovereignty. So thank you so much again.
Thank you. And with that, the bill is laid over. Appreciate you being here. Next, we have Representative Green. Yeah, don't Don't go anywhere, Mr.
Just stay at
home. Good idea. Welcome to committee, Representative. I'll let you go ahead. Or maybe Representative Ream moves House File 1983 be laid over for possible inclusion. And with that, Representative, would you like to tell us about your bill?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. So I'm here to present House File 1983. It is an honor to be here representing the people of Minnesota who are working towards a cleaner, greener energy future. Thank you to the previous author. This House File will be great for establishing a goal, a North Star, if you will, on existing buildings. And with that, without further ado, I will pass it on to our testifier.
Go ahead and begin with your testimony, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you, Chair and members. Thank you to Representative Ream for carrying the bill. This is a Department of Commerce policy bill. This was carried last session by Representative Long. The bill amends Minnesota Statutes 216C.05 Subdivision 2 by creating a new statewide policy goal aimed at reducing energy use and associated greenhouse gas emissions in existing buildings by 50% by 2035 from 2005 levels. This unifying policy objective would be achieved through using existing energy efficiency and conservation programs, but also, as the representative said, creates a North Star for the establishment of additional programs to reduce emissions in the built environment. According to the latest greenhouse gas biennial report published by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency and the Department of Commerce, emissions from commercial buildings are decreasing. However, more progress needs to be made to meet existing greenhouse gas goals. Residential building emissions, on the other hand, have increased 14%. Reversing this trend will require low-carbon and energy-efficient building technology, investing in building electrification, and retrofitting existing buildings. Both residential and commercial buildings use 40% of the total energy consumed in Minnesota. An important goal for Minnesota's climate action framework is to make these buildings more efficient and lower their carbon emissions. The climate action framework is organized around six goals, one of which is clean energy and efficient buildings to expand the use of carbon-free energy and create healthy, comfortable buildings that are cheaper to operate and pollute less. Minnesotans will benefit from this proposal through reduced pollution and greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change, as well as through lower utility costs that ease residential and commercial energy burdens. Additionally, communities impacted by local emissions from fossil generation could be positively impacted through fewer localized emissions in their area. The department is continuing to have conversations with interested stakeholders, including utilities, and is open to making further changes and clarifications to the bill this session as we work towards getting peace in the valley. And with that, I also will note our Deputy Commissioner for Energy Resources and our Director of Regulatory Analysis are both here if there are more in-depth questions as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just to Representative Ream, just kind of looking at this bill, so this applies to state-owned projects?
Mr. Kelly, or Representative?
Yes, that's my understanding, existing buildings, but I could ask Mr. John Kelly for clarification.
Mr. Kelly.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Representative, yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just a kind of series of questions here to kind of just get the flow of this bill. Trying to understand, do either of you have an idea of how much deferred maintenance there are currently on state-owned buildings? So let's say if you're a college campus and you need to fix a window or redo the roof, like how much deferred maintenance is out there for state buildings currently right now? I have personally a rough idea, but I was just seeing if you have a rough idea.
Mr. Kelly.
I think that, Madam Chair, Representative, I don't want to offer a guess. I think that's a question better suited for the Department of Administration.
Sure. I mean, thank you, Madam Chair. It's my understanding that there's multiple billions of dollars of deferred maintenance when it comes to our current state-owned assets, let alone other assets across the state, whether it's privately owned or business-owned or whatever. And I'm just trying to wrap my mind around it. We already have a multi-billion dollar shortfall when it comes to investing in our infrastructure that we're already behind, that we already don't have enough money for. that we're probably not going to do with any bills moving forward. And I understand, you know, energy efficiency, I get it over time if you do the project. But by making the projects more expensive, which I don't believe this actually reduces the cost of anything. This just actually adds more paperwork. And from what I can tell, it's just going to be more difficult to actually do more projects moving forward. Like, how does that actually, how do we fix more of our buildings when we already don't have enough money, but then we're adding this stuff on these? I mean, it just seems like, and with the carbon-free bill that we just passed, it seems like this is, you know, kind of another thing. Kind of last week we heard the bill with the storage that adds cost and kind of presses it down for financial, political reasons or whatever it might be, that, you know, one of these things just doesn't, it doesn't really add up when it comes to doing what the state needs to do. Am I wrong in that?
Representative Ream?
Thank you for your question. So my understanding is that this is a goal, and the IIJA has funding that we can tap into and work with in tandem to improve upon the existing buildings we have. So it's not going to cost us anything. It's a new goal, North Star, and I think it's going to allow us to create better, more improved buildings that are, you know, more efficient.
Mr. Kelly, did you have anything further to add to that?
Madam Chair, Representative, I would agree with Representative Ream in that this is a goal. The existing ECO Act, the Natural Gas Innovation Act, the current SIP program, all of those are tools in the toolbox towards getting towards this 50% reduction goal. In addition to that, there are billions of dollars in federal programs around energy efficiency from the Inflation Reduction Act and from the infrastructure bill to help existing buildings, both commercial, residential, and yes, state buildings, achieve those goals. I'm going to stay in this lane and not speculate on whether or not there are a bonding bill or several large bonding bills, but I know that deferred maintenance is typically included in bonding asks, both from the state and from our colleges and universities.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So are you saying that that we have to pass this goal in order to get those IEEE, the Inflation Reduction Act money?
I don't think that's what he was saying, but Mr. Kelly?
Madam Chair, Representative, no.
Okay.
Representative Susinski?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions at this point? Representative Bierman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to thank Representative Ream for bringing the bill forward. Goals are very important in this area of energy reduction. When you put a focus on it, you know, you improve what you measure. And so I think this is key. You know, we measure success and we set goals all the time in all sorts of areas. And this is an area of energy that we are falling behind on buildings, and it's a good place to refocus. There's a lot of things with the environment, with energy savings. You're going to see a bill, hopefully very soon, the weatherization bill that I'm going to be bringing to committee maybe next week. And it's another piece of that. So I think this is the low-hanging fruit, and I just want to thank you for bringing the bill forward and establishing the goal.
Thank you, Representative Bierman. Any other questions or comments? Maybe we'll go to the bill author for any closing comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Like I said before, House File 1983 is really nothing new. It's a goal for us to have. You know, Minnesota has been lagging behind, shall we say, in our leadership in climate energy, and this is going to help us refocus on being the North Star that we truly are. It will not cost additional money, hence, you know, we don't need any note on this, and I'm happy to work with any stakeholders to refine the language if we need to, and this will allow us, you know, having a goal will allow us to tap into the money that the IIJA has. And so, yeah, thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Representative Green. With that, the bill is laid over, so thank you. And we're just moving right along. Next, we have Representative Davis. will be introducing, let's see, Representative Davis moves House File 1650 be re-referred to the Committee on Commerce.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do move House File 1650 to be re-referred to the Commerce Committee. And to educate us on this bill, I have Mr. Kelly here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Do you want to take a few minutes, Representative Davis, and tell us all about your bill? Or do we want to turn it over to your specifier?
Mr. Kelly's going to educate us on this bill.
Wonderful. Welcome again, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This is the department's technical and housekeeping bill. It's my understanding that only one section of the bill is under the committee's jurisdiction here. That's why it's going to Commerce. So the bill before you that pertains to the Energy Committee, when the cold weather rule dates were changed in the 2021 session, there was a section that was missed. This is just bringing this section of statute into alignment with the rest of the updates. This was included in the conference committee report last session as well that was laid on the was left on the table, and we would appreciate your support for this important clarification of state statute.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Seems very straightforward. Any questions from the committee? None? Oh, Representative Carroll.
Chair, I don't have any questions. I just wanted to comment on the author. A fellow first-term member, and proud to see you there, and great job. Thanks. Keep it up.
Thank you, Representative, and I apologize that I did not bring donuts for everybody.
Oh, we don't have to do that.
That tradition is not. I don't think that tradition exists.
Representative Susan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I mean, you don't have to bring them the exact day. I understand. I think you were mentioning maybe early, like your tire fell off your car or something, and I understand that you had to use the donuts to replace your car so you could get here, but we would appreciate, whatever. Feel free. We don't judge.
Oh, my. Is there, I just want to check quick, is there anyone else that's here to testify on this bill? I don't think so. Any closing comments?
Madam Chair, I will renew my motion to move House File 1650 to the Commerce Committee. Wonderful. Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails and the bill is re-referred. You're on your way. Well, okay, that was record time, folks. Any other business before the committee today? I don't think so. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.